find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's absentee ballots and envelopes are getting their first makeover in 16 years. Terry Bell reports.
The changes aim to make voting easier and more secure. They're in color, so among other things, they won't get lost in the mail. Ann Jacobs is a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
I think we need to have the color. We should be consistent with the other states because we want them to be visible across the country at all the different processing locations.
The Elections Commission approved the new ballots and envelopes today. Also today, the agency took more than 100,000 voters off the state rolls. It's all routine. These are voters who haven't cast ballots in 4 years and did not respond to a mailing to let them know to register again. They might have moved, died, or simply choose not to vote. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
200 workers will soon be out of a job at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. As Pete Schwabe reports, many others will have to take unpaid time off this fall.
UW Oshkosh is expected to have a record $18 million deficit by the end of fiscal year 2024. Enrollment is down 3%, and the UW system is getting less support from the state. That's forcing UWO to let 200 staff and administrators go. They'll get pink slips this fall. Faculty positions won't be cut, but professors can expect to teach more classes. Some programs may be discontinued. Most UW schools will be in the red a year from now. UW System President Jay Rothman says the cuts are unfortunate, but the university has no choice. State Senator Kelda Royce tells the Cap Times the UW system needs more money. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The family of Travis King is pleading with the Biden administration for his safe return. The soldier from Racine has been in North Korean captivity since crossing the border with South Korea last month. They held signs as Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade made its way through southeast Wisconsin yesterday. King's uncle is Myron Gates. He says he noticed a big change in his nephew's behavior before the incident.
The messages became strange. I was like, you okay? And he's telling me, no, they're trying to kill me.
Vice President Harris says the Biden administration is doing everything it can. Back to school time can be stressful for kids on the autism spectrum. Experts say there are steps families can take.
They always recommend to start with your school, contact the counselor or social worker about setting up a one-on-one school tour. It really can help alleviate some of those questions kids have and parents about where their child will be going on that first day. And then certainly, of course, going to any other welcome events the school may have.
Aaron Skaggs is with Easter Seals. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Fire and Rescue is searching for a missing swimmer. A 26-year-old man, Justin View, was in the Chippewa River near Putnam Park with a group of people tubing when he left the group to snorkel yesterday, and no one in the group has heard from him since. Authorities aren't sure that he is missing in the water, but they plan on searching for him today if nobody hears from him. There's very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. And after a hot and humid week in the Chippewa Valley, rain showers coming through the area should cool temperatures off going into next week, as high will reach only into the 80s to start the work week next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of a four-game home series for the crew as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates and right-hand pitcher Quinn Priester against Milwaukee's Colin Ray. The Brewers holding on to a half-game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. The Brewers' new first baseman, Carlos Santana, was reunited with reporters from Pittsburgh just a week after he was traded to Milwaukee.
Everything is good. I like that.
Those guys love you. You know that, right?
Yeah, especially what I'm doing, the home run and dance and walk up. Yeah, so.
First pitch tonight at American Family Field is at 7:10. NFL, after 6 years with the Packers, tight end Mercedes Lewis is joining the Chicago Bears. The Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, elected to draft two tight ends versus keeping the 39-year-old Lewis.
They're going to be better players than some of the young guys, but at the same time, you can't get those young guys to that speed unless they get to play.
Gutekunst, holding a press conference this afternoon, was asked how the offense is looking under Jordan Love.
They made some strides over the past few few days here, I think, you know, but the next 2 weeks with the opportunities that this football team's going to have between the joint practices, family night, and two preseason games, it's going to be very big for us.
Family night tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Lambeau Field. Today at UW-Platteville, new Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell had the defensive and offensive linemen in one-on-one drills. It was day three in pads for the players. Another big move in college football. Washington and Oregon are joining the Big Ten. Washington State head coach Jake Dickert on what he sees as the erosion of the Pac-12.
I woke up as a kid and the Rose Bowl was Big Ten, Pac-12. Traveling across the country, you know, you look at the NFL, you know, they got tons of research on how hard that is. And that's for professional athletes. For student athletes, the guys that are going to come back and take an exam and missing class, I think it's tremendously difficult.
That's Washington State's head coach Jake Dickert with sports.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. It's almost Friday up in here, Dom. And it is Arraignment Day 3.0 for the former president.
Oh, it's just another day in the life, man. You know, another day. Former President Trump gets indicted. Another day gets in arraigned. Another day says some stupid stuff. I mean, here we go again.
Arraignment Day 4.0, I hear, could be imminent, Tom.
Imminent. It's coming imminent.
Don't they have blockades up in Fulton County? Drop the indictments already.
Yeah, I think they put them up a week ago today.
Let's just see the indictments. Let's get to the phones, Tom. Plenty of people got opinions today. And you know what opinions are like, Tom. 844.
Look, elbows. Everybody's got one.
967-2789. New name, Cameron from Nina. Welcome, Cameron. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cameron.
Hey. So I'm from Nina, but I'd have lived out of state before, but I thought I could offer a unique perspective being a millennial. And I mean, how many millennials generally listen to the radio?
When you say millennial, just
popular.
Cameron, for an old guy like me, when you say millennial, give us like an age range.
27 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
All right. Happy
Dom
birthday.
Will buy you one. Thank if you, you. If you show up at a party. I think he's going to be in his sister's in Appleton this weekend.
No,
millennials, I believe, are between 25 and 40 years old, Michael. Sorry, go ahead, man.
Yeah, that's true. So being on the lower end of or the younger end of the millennial group, there's also the Zoomers, right, or Gen Z. And when we hear the stuff about the indictments and the court hearings for either side, especially the Hunter Biden one, I don't think anyone in my age range genuinely cares. We see it and go, okay, but we still can't buy a house. And that's all we can think about is we can't buy a house. We like, oh, Kamala Harris made a whole bunch of jobs with her plans going forward. Cool. I still can't buy a house. I think that this next election cycle is going to be really different now, too, because with all these people, I don't know, you have everyone working from home now, and they're able to see this stuff with all this extra time on their hands without feeling guilty for having that extra tab open at work. They're going to be able to go vote more easily now. And I don't even know what the chances are of getting what we want out of this being, well, I'm left leaning, but.
Well, Cameron, let me ask you, as a millennial, I'll just say as an older millennial, Joe Biden wasn't my first choice. Maybe I'm a cusp millennial. Right. You know what I'm saying, Cameron? Top cusp.
Yeah.
I was more of a Bernie populist guy. And what I loved about Bernie Sanders, he talked about the economy first. He talked about kitchen table issues constantly. And you talk about not being able to buy a house. I mean, I've got a 29-year-old daughter. I've got a kid, you know, sophomore in college, trying to help him pay for tuition. Got another one's going to be joining him there soon. And I would get it, man. You know, I wouldn't give a damn about politics either if I couldn't afford the things that I wanted to have in life. Let's say, like, a shelter over my head or food in my belly. That would be a difficult thing. And the economy is a big deal. And I think sometimes, and I'm not part of the, Democratic or Republican Party establishment. Neither party would have me, Cameron. But here's what I would say. I don't think either party is talking to kids that can't afford a house. I don't know what policies are being put forth. You know, hating Bud Light and trans people. That's the Republican policy. Social wedge issues. And then the Democratic Party policy, I'm not sure what it is. It's we're not Donald Trump. Let's put that guy in prison. But I'm not sure what we do for middle America.
Crudy, I get your point, but I would also suggest that there are some policy things. You talk about the student loan issue as well. Abortion is a big issue, Cameron. And I get it. And when I was your age, man, I wasn't dialed in either. I mean, I the fact that you're even listening, going to be 27 tomorrow, you're way ahead of where I was when I was your age. I was keeping my head down and doing my own things like you, man, trying to earn a living, trying to get through the day. Here's what I would tell my younger self now, Cameron. The politics do matter because those policy issues, things don't change overnight. And our government is representative. And so if we are not dialed in, if we don't, you know, expose ourselves to what is going on all spectrums, and again, granted, man, that takes a lot of time. It takes time and energy. A lot of people don't have that motivation, time, or energy to do that, Cameron. But it takes that, and that's what you need to do, and you got to sift through it. Because the longer-term implications are, if you have a corrupt government, if you have a corrupt state, local, or federal government, that doesn't bode well for our future. You know what I'm saying? So when we see these kinds of things and we see the hypocrisy and the lies, come on. I mean, everyone should have a your age, Cameron. You should be refining your BS meter. And when you see it, your ears should perk up. When you feel it and you smell it and you know what's happening, you're probably right. So it is a commitment. Representative government does not end, does not stop. It continues on and on. And it's a constant struggle, a constant push between all sorts of forces and motivations and experiences. And what people bring to the table is different for everybody. So find, if I could suggest something, find what drives you in that regard. Listen to some of the things that people are saying. Because I don't think at this point, Cameron, it's a both sides issue. I think maybe perhaps at one point it was. I think what we witnessed over the last 10 years or 8 years, 6 years, is entirely different than what was going on, I think, in government prior to, Cameron.
Cameron, when we started doing this little radio product, I think you were probably just getting out of middle school then. Dom was sort of a Republican reactionary libertarian. The only thing he was liberal on was drug policy.
And sex policy. I'm sorry, Cameron, you go.
No, it's okay. I think I should give more context then, because I think I agree with you. So any of the other millennials that somehow are listening to this, or Zoomers that are listening to this, give some of this stuff a little bit more of a chance. I actually have worked in government for, I think I'm near 9 years.
9 years of 27,
health
man?
Department.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, I know. It was right away. That I ended up working for it. And then I watched every single hour of the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
Every single hour. And it's just over and over, back and forth for years. It's just both sides trying to find the thing and the side to piss off the other. And I don't think that it's been lucrative of our time. So when you mentioned Bernie Sanders, it's like, yeah, that was the one time that I felt, well, sometimes AOC too, but one of the few times that I've seen a political leader who stayed consistent and didn't seem like a snake lizard person underneath the zipper.
No, 40 years. Bernie never changed his message in 40 years. It was always about you, not him. I admire that about Bernie Sanders. I still admire the man greatly. And, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth, perhaps, to run for president again. But I think there is a populist out there. I think there is someone like Bernie. There is a next generation. I don't know where it's going to come from, Cameron, but maybe it's a young guy like you, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Go run for something, dude.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Start your local levels. Poke around your village, your state, your county. See what's going on.
Not real happy with the congressman from your neck of the woods. You and Glenn Grothman's district, right, Cameron?
I believe so. Yeah,
I believe so too. I'd be looking at putting a congressional campaign together, sir. Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, man. Keep listening.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's good stuff.
We have been on like nearly half of Cameron's life, Dom.
That's hard to believe. I'm still Cameron's age.
844-967-2789. Gary's owed us drinks for like half of Cameron's life. Gary, welcome back. Hey, you ever buy us those drinks? Didn't you promise us drinks this year?
I think he did. He totally did.
You guys, you got to get a life. Crying out loud. I'll take you guys out, but you guys got to buy your own drinks. I'll pay for the food.
Okay, we're back. We're back to this notion.
I thought he had actually had.
I'll see you at Ruth Chris tomorrow night about 6, Gary.
Yeah, right. Hey, all right. So, isn't the law written that the people in power are allowed to draw the gerrymandering models, right? Or the maps. Okay, when the Democrats were in power, they get to do them. So the Potosavics, I'm just wondering that when she was running, she said that she's going to basically throw this all out.
She said the maps were rigged. She didn't state what she would do about it. Depends on what lawsuits. Okay, well, but I think we get the implication.
You. Yeah. Okay. So she's going to probably have to rescue herself from voting on this and the abortion issue.
Wait,
because
why?
Because she went out there and said how she feels.
Well, I mean, so you can't. So hang on, be clear on this, Gary. So, judges can't say how they feel about things.
They're not allowed to have opinions or what's what about the First Amendment, Gary?
No,
Gary, you're not going to convince us. She's not going to recuse, Gary. You can advocate for it, just like Alito's never going to recuse, and Clarence Thomas, and hell, Prosser here in the state of Wisconsin took millions of dollars from litigants before the court, Gary. And you know why he didn't recuse? Because it'd been more than a year. And he felt like that was a sufficient time. You know, like after a year, he does like a moral reset each and every year, Prosser. I mean, Gary, nobody's recusing because you're asking.
I'm just saying that it's going to go to the United States Supreme Court, and they're going to rule because they ruled in the past that the person in power is allowed to write the maps.
You know what, Gary? The U.S. Supreme Court has made a couple of recent rulings which suggest they may not want to wander in again. Because if you'll recall, they did what? There was the North Carolina case. There was an Alabama voting rights case.
Yep.
There have been some recent rulings that might suggest, Gary, that you know the U.S. Supreme Court has kind of laid their line in the sand. And this might be let's call it a state's rights issue. It's stinging a little that you don't have the courts anymore, isn't it, Gary? It's going to sting a lot. This one's going to hurt for a few years. You're going to feel this one, Gary. Come back. More Devils.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and a low in the upper 60s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a few showers and storms, and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of rain Sunday, cloudy and mid-70s. Partly sunny as we look on into Monday. Nice day, a little breezy, and upper 70s. Currently, it's 85.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part of this fine broadcast at 844-967-2789.
You know, some in the audience make it a better broadcast. Cameron already getting some love from the texters, and then there's others like Gary.
Yeah.
And I see CJ down the queue. You might have called first, CJ, but you're down the queue. Trust me. 844-967-2789. Let's make sure we move CJ farther down the queue. Jake from Milwaukee, you're next. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Cameron. I just want to say, like, I've been political all my life. I think you've been political, and it's not easy to care. But the thing is I'm going to tell you this from my point of view, is that there are two types of politicians. There's dividers and not dividers, right? Now, don't even think about the money part. The dividers are the politicians that are the bad ones. And it's pretty simple. So people who want to split things up are the ones, it could be segregation, whatever. Those are the ones that are the bad politicians.
Jake, give us examples of who you would admire that bring us together. Who are the real leaders? Who do you admire?
Bernie Sanders is a real leader. I would have to say, and I was skeptical too, because I'm way far left, but Biden has done a really good job, actually. He stands up for what he believes in. And the thing is, you know, more people who aren't way, way far right Republican, who actually have a backbone and a spine. You know, that's what they need to do. They need to fight. Like heck, even Tony Evers, man, like the last going through, maybe he was playing a rope-a-dope game, but man, I like the pissed off old man, Tony Evers, that probably dislikes you more than he likes Brad and Voss, but you know, that's your thing with him. But anyways, that's what I like. And they're fighting.
I inspire Tony Evers' passion, Jake.
Public servants. Yeah, you do. But
that's a way to put it.
I want to say this too. There is starting to be hard right wing Trump supporter payback starting in Minocqua Brewery, which I'm sure you guys know, and I haven't heard anything on the station yet regarding Kurt and Minocqua Brewery and them getting their license revoked by three city board people. That was it there. So I was wondering if this is just the beginning, because Gary obviously he was ready to cry, and I'm sure CJ will probably yell. But retribution is coming, and this is the first salvo of it, and we're going to see it for a long time.
Well,
because they've been ruling for a long time.
Jake, I appreciate you listening to us. People have encouraged us to say something about the circumstance at the Minocqua Brewing Company. They have been put effectively out of business. They've had their business permit withdrawn by Oneida County, which is where Minocqua is. And I watched the public hearing. I watched it on the live stream. I believe I watched most of it. And I would say there was a litany of offenses laid out. And if you want to be fair, you know what I mean? If you want to be fair, if you sit in my chair, if you stand in front of this microphone like Dom and I do, you got to be fair. And I would say that Kirk brought most of this on himself. And that as I hear the city lay out the multiple infractions and letters he sent them saying, I'm going to throw a festival and I'm not going to bother to get a permit because I don't think you'd grant it. So send the fine down to the shop. There was a lot of correspondence between Kirk and the community of that nature. Just, I'm flouting your ordinances. And they listed off the number of ordinance violations. Now, the fact that someone in the community is going by every day to count the people drinking beer out in front of the Minocqua Brewing Company, well, clearly, somebody might have had an axe to grind for Kirk Bangstad. But Kirk absolutely gave them all the evidence they needed, flouted the ordinances, and gave them every excuse they possibly needed to shut them down. So I am sympathetic. As a small business owner, I'm sympathetic. But if I sat here and I was selling beer out in front of my shop, they would shut me down. They would not permit me to do that. That's not a permitted use of my radio station. He effectively can't go sell beer in his front yard and not expect the community to have some sort of reaction to that if that's not a permitted use of his property. And it was not. So I'm sorry, Kirk, you've created some hurdles and, he's created some quagmires and I'm sympathetic, man. I don't wish the guy ill. But I think sometimes he creates some of this friction of his own volition.
Yeah. Coming from Crudy, who knows something about creating friction of his own volition. I believe what you think, Crudy. I hear you, brother.
I would say perhaps differently motivated. I'm not saying we're such different human beings, Kirk and I.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying perhaps differently motivated. Less financial upside for me to stir the pot. I do it for fun and no profit. I'm doing it. I'm like a pot stirring slut here. I'm doing it for free. I'm giving it away. You know, others might get paid for it. I just don't, Dom. I just in it for the love.
You're not a slut. You just love, Curdy.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We love you. Our fair audience, join us, 844-967-2789. Well, not you so much, CJ, but the rest of you. Love you quite a bit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump is hitting the campaign trail tonight in Alabama, a day after his second federal arraignment. CBS's Finn Gomez.
It's this sense of returning back to the campaign trail, returning back to campaign mode, where he still remains the formidable frontrunner in this stage of the presidential primary race.
A reenactment of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, was held as part of a civil lawsuit. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
They want to be able to replicate what the shooting sounded like to the best of their ability. So our understanding is that they're using the same type of AR-15 rifle and firing it in the same locations that the shooter did on February 14th, 2018.
two Navy sailors are under arrest. Correspondent Mark Strassman on one of the cases.
Today's indictment charges 26-year-old Petty Officer Wen Heng Zhao betrayed his country, selling military secrets to the Chinese government.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle.
Call for WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Fire and Rescue is searching for a missing swimmer. A 26-year-old man, Justin View, was in the Chippewa River near Putnam Park with a group of people tubing when he left the group to snorkel yesterday, and no one in the group has heard from him since. Authorities aren't sure that he is missing in the water, but they plan on searching for him today if nobody hears from him. There is very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. And after a hot and humid week in the Chippewa Valley, rain showers coming through the area should cool temperatures off going into next week, as high will reach only into the 80s to start the work week next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Devil's Advocates! Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. And you'll be happy to know we're going to give away some Brewers tickets in the next half an hour. All you do is call, tell our man Luke you want a pair of Brewers tickets, or up to four. We'll see how it goes. And CJ, you won't be winning the tickets. I feel quite qualified to say you will not win the tickets today, sir. But everybody else is eligible at 844-967-2789. Actually, I'll give CJ one chance. Where is he? I'm going to give you one chance, CJ, to win some tickets. What number am I thinking of between one and a billion?
Like the t-shirt I won, number one.
Number one.
You know, I was thinking of three. You were so close.
Oh, man. Better luck next time, CJ. Yeah.
That's all right. I got
six. Hey, man, what do you got? Hey, happy third Trump indictment day. How you feeling today, CJ?
Well, as I listen to Cameron, he's a smart guy, and he watched the impeachment trials, and I'm sure he saw our wonderful Congressman Tom Tiffany summarize it. And Dom, you said something early in the
show. No one's ever called Tom Tiffany wonderful, not even his own wife.
You told Cameron that things don't change overnight. Well, unless you're Joe Biden, they do, because on day one, he caused these high interest rates, Cameron, that you can't afford a house.
Oh, CJ, how did Joe Biden cause high interest rates?
Well, the $1.8 trillion that Larry Summers said.
Well, that was almost the identical number of the Trump tax cuts, like $1.9 trillion.
Yeah, I think it was more than over 10 years.
Exactly,
but,
right.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Trump.
So, but CJ, but what I asked you about is how are you feeling about Trump's indictment today? Let's talk about Donald Trump. I mean, your president, dude, the guy you voted for, was indicted for a third time, this time specifically on four charges. Four charges, man. To what? Deprive people the right to vote for. Come on, man. You okay? Tell me what you think about Donald Trump right now, CJ.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get a fair trial in Washington, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you think?
How about the one in Florida?
If you were on that jury, CJ, how would you see it?
I would love to just continue to incite Cameron to listen to Tom Tiffany.
Okay, but I would like you to answer my question. I'll give you one more shot because, you know, you're the conservative, you know, you're the foil here right now. And you have an opportunity to talk to the world.
That's terrible advice. Listen to Tom Tiffany about, no, never do that. The man's out there flirting with a run for U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin.
No, he said he's not doing that.
I know. All he was trying to do was squeeze a couple nickels, man. Try to get people to throw some money in his campaign coffers because even the Republican base find him unappealing, Dom. The man's got no money. Do not listen to the advice of Tom Tiffany, or CJ.
I want to give you an opportunity. Today was the third time your president has been, your former president,
arraigned,
has been indicted.
Arraigned.
Indicted. Arraigned. Thank you, Michael. Arraigned. And certainly more indictments and arraignments to come. But specifically on today, on the charges, the accusations on the January 6th insurrection, the coup, the sedition that happened, CJ. If you were on that jury as it stands right now, what do you think? How would you vote and why?
Right off the bat, when he says, go in peace, not guilty. He said it. You guys won't play it. He said, go in peace.
Okay, but he's not being indicted for his speech. You understand that, right? He's not being indicted for his speech. There's nothing in this indictment about his free speech, right? It's his actions. What about the actions, CJ?
It's not. It's about freedom of speech, guys.
Well, no, it's not. Literally, dude. I mean, read it. It's only 45 pages. You know, jump on the internet, do a search. You can find it. Read it. It's pretty easy reading. Wisconsin is mentioned prolifically in it, probably 29 times. On page 20, you can get to the specifics here in Wisconsin. But it's not about his free speech, man.
But you know, right-wing talk radio is telling people that it is. And that's as deep as CJ gets, because he's not self-informing. He alternates between civic media and whatever right-wing talk radio is spouting. And what they were spouting effectively yesterday was a defense of Donald Trump. Well, these are just him out here saying First Amendment things, lying about the outcome of the election. And how could it possibly be fraud? Because, you know, what's the financial upside? Setting aside the $250 million he raised on the whole premise of rigged election, stop the steal, right? So anyways, right-wing talk radio is where CJ is getting these noble thoughts from. Because they're out there giving a prior legal defense, you know, the pre-excuse for why this is all okay conduct.
If Donald Trump walks into that and he and his attorneys walk into this particular case and try to, you know, rest their defense on free speech, they're going to lose.
Well, they're going to lose either way, Dom, because there's overwhelming evidence. That's why he was indicted four additional times. That's
by
on
a
top
grand
of Mar-a-Lago.
Not by Merrick Garland, not by Jack Smith, certainly not by Joe Biden, by a grand jury of citizens called to duty.
Oh, he already covered that. A D.C. grand jury. Because they're not citizens
in D.C.
You know, they don't have statehood, Dom. They're like people without a state or a country. They don't even count those D.C. people.
Do we have some sound, Luke, of the former, the president? I believe you said we have some. Let's, of course, today, the arraignment. There's so many legal terms with this guy. I don't know which one we're talking about.
He's been indicted thrice, and right? Now he's been arraigned thrice.
But he's also been convicted or at least found civilly guilty for what?
Rape, sexual battery.
Abuse, and of course, what? The Donald Trump. I mean, come on.
And defamation, of course.
Oh, right. Okay. And he's going back to trial for that. And then the fraud trial with the Trump Organization and Tish James, a New York attorney general, that's in October. That's also a civil case.
I can understand why Gary would think we're just piling on, like all these Democratic prosecutors are jumping off the top turnbuckle to take their crack at the man while he's down. But he's been cribbling and grifting his whole adult life. And Accountability Day has finally caught up with the man. And you know, if you're used to getting off of anything, if there's no accountability, and of course, what Trump did is Trump gave permission to his followers. There was not going to be any more accountability for their racism, for their bad behaviors. He gave them permission to act in that way as well. So you could see where some would be resistant to giving back that, let's call it, freedom, Dom. They've been emboldened by the ban.
And that in and of itself is not criminal. But if you engage in a seditious conspiracy to overturn the government and, you know, throw away my vote and everyone else's vote because you didn't like the outcome of the election, you know, that sucks. I didn't like the outcome of the 2016 election. You know what I didn't do? Wipe crap all over the Capitol.
Do we have sound of Trump? Trump?
Yes.
The crap inspirer in chief. I don't know which one we're up to, but Luke, let's play it for the man. Donald Trump, here's your guy, CJ.
This is a very sad day for America.
Is there more? I hear there might be more.
Persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America.
To me, it was never supposed. I was never supposed to be held accountable, is what he's really saying.
But of course, you know, just because he happens to be running for president and mega GOP Republicans. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? Thrice and dice? Does it take four or five? I'm just wondering. I mean, he's got a right. He's got a right. You know, innocent until proven guilty and all that. He's already been proven guilty of some things. But you're going to hang your hat on. This is a guy, Donald Trump. It's a very sad day.
Now,
what? Sad day that justice is being done? A sad day that you submitted yourself and were in custody of the federal government, of the very government that you and your seditious conspirators tried to overthrow? It is a gorgeous, glorious day in the United States of America. I'm feeling like a true patriot today.
Call it Jack Smith Day up in here. You know who else is kind of finding their cojones, Dom? This Mike Pence character.
Oh,
he didn't have the courage to shake a fly off at a prior debate. But now he's standing up to the Cheeto Messiah, at least a little bit. We've got some sound, and I've never wanted to hear Mike Pence speak more in my life or ever, really, until right now. So, callers, be patient, and you can always be one of the patient chosen ones that join us here on the air at 844-967-2789. But Luke, if you'd be so kind, let's play Mike Pence talking about the Trump indictment. Cut number one, please.
When you look at those midterm elections, you can see that the men and women that were standing for office on the Republican line, who were focused on the real challenges facing the American people and brought real solutions to those challenges, did very well. Frankly, candidates that were focused on the past or relitigating the past didn't fare quite as well.
Not quite as well. That's a nice way of saying if you stood with Trump, you lost. Cut to former VP Mike Pence.
Irrespective of the indictment, I want the American people to know that I had no right to overturn the election. And then on that day, President Trump asked me to put him over the Constitution. But I chose the Constitution.
Trump said it again today. If Mike Pence had just done what he could have done and overturned the outcome of the election, he was in a ceremonial role.
Today, as Pence speaks today, Donald Trump would once again want and claims Mike Pence has the ability to put Donald Trump over the Constitution. Now, Donald Trump has said he wants to like get rid of some of the parts of the Constitution. A little more from the VP getting a backbone. Cut number three, please.
I really do believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
Now, I would point out in a very Scott Walker-like fashion, Pence is also running for president at this time. He is setting the criterion for his opponents, right? Just pointing that out.
Let's play the next one, if you would, please, Luke.
I had hoped that this issue and the judgment of the president's actions that day would be left to the American people. But now it's been brought in a criminal indictment, and I can't assess whether or not the government has the evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt what they assert in the indictment.
Yeah, but you were there. What do you think, man? If you were on that jury, just like you, CJ, what would you say? Hang Mike Pence! Hang Mike Pence! I mean, the fact that he has got, what? A spine. He's got more backbone now than he did then. Because what? Because Trump's damaged goods now.
Dominic, I don't know if you know, but the Daily Beast is reporting former Vice President Mike Pence couldn't miss an opportunity to make some bank by trolling his old boss, Donald Trump, after his January 6th indictment. Pence's campaign will reportedly begin selling new shirts and hats on Thursday. That's today, Dom, with the phrase, and this apparently how Donald Trump described his VP. You're too honest. Which the indictment alleges Trump told Pence after he refused to play along with Trump's scheme to overturn the 2020 election. According to the 45-page indictment, Trump berated Pence because he opposed a lawsuit that would have allowed the vice president to reject or return votes to the states. Following Trump's third indictment, now third arraignment, Pence has been more critical of the former boss than ever, posting, anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And at an event in Indianapolis on Wednesday, Pence said Trump was surrounded by crackpot lawyers who kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We got a little more sound of Pence, including the crackpot lawyers, a little bit from Bill Barr. It's amazing. These folks who facilitated, right, and backed up and were part of it by their action or inaction. We got some more sound of them. And your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
Bill Barr, very damning of the man, but would still consider voting for Donald Trump, he said today.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and a low in the upper 60s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a few showers and storms, and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of rain Sunday, cloudy in mid-70s. Partly sunny as we look on into Monday. Nice day, a little breezy, and upper 70s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around for the Maggie Dawn show hitting off at 6 o'clock.
And Dominic, we've got some Brewers tickets. 4-2 offer. First one that calls up Luke and says, I want the tickets for the Pirates game on Sunday, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. That's where I listen to the Brewers games on the weekends. I'm up in Washer County. Go up there and listen to our Brewers, Civic Media's Brewers. So give them a call. Once again, 844-967-2789. It's been a week, Dom. It's been a week.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm very excited about? And I know we got a few more callers. We'll get to you. Just be patient a moment longer. Breaking news. And this is perhaps some of the best breaking news of my adult life. Badger games, specifically those being hosted at the Kohl Center, you'll be able to drink at beginning this year. I have not been able to have a glass of liquid joy at a Badger hockey game since the Blue Line Club back at the Coliseum days, Dom. And now they're going to serve beer at the basketball games. You know, I've only drank once at Camp Randall Stadium. I think the Packers had a preseason game against the Giants. Took me nearly an hour to find my car that night.
Maybe there's a reason why they traditionally, or at least haven't let people drink at the stadium. I'm just saying, man.
Well, you know, people seemingly find time to have a couple of beverages outside the stadiums.
Yeah, weird how that works.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got for us?
Is there any chance to bash on Walker a little more?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. We'll so extend the show time for that.
Okay. Here's a guy that is defending Trump, who, you know, wanted to, you know, terminate the Constitution. And yet, the guy that he gets the biggest Woody over, Ronald Reagan, once said this: we accept as normal, it's nothing less than a miracle, the transition of power. Mm. You know, and now he's totally, you know, here's a guy he defends that's doing everything against what this guy that, well, he acts like he was mentored under him.
It's almost like the principles they claim that they hold dear to, Dick, they really don't hold dear to them.
No, absolutely. He and I wanted to speak to Trump, but, you know, I mean, how ridiculous is this guy? I'm talking about our former governor. I mean, absolute joke. And you know who is this year's version of him? DeSantis.
DeSantis. Thanks for the call, Dick. It's never too late for you, little Walker Benson.
I think you heard that here first, Dick. I've been saying that since the jump, that DeSantis will be the failed Scott Walker 0.0 candidate of the 2024 elective cycle. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay, guys. And the legislatures are limited by the Constitution. What they're supposed to do is when it comes to districts, and they're supposed to be contiguous and compact, neither of which they are in the state of Wisconsin anymore. So, I mean, that lay that to rest. And the way the Republicans where the conservatives on the Supreme Court are melting down, they know that the winds are going to change. I mean, that Annette Ziegler is no longer going to be Chief Justice anymore of the Supreme Court when they elect it, when they select the new Chief Justice. They're melting down over that. I mean, that, and CJ, it's not the speech that Trump gave on January 6th. It's the preparation that they did for these people prior to January 6th, because it's my understanding there was a lot of coordination going on, priming these people up to what happened on January 6th. They knew that something bad was going to happen. Just because they all go there peacefully, and that was just code word, just go down there, and that way he was kind of washing his hands of it a little bit, saying, well, something bad happened, I can say, well, said go down there peacefully.
Right, and that's exactly what everybody has been hanging on.
Except prior to that, you were just saying, go down there and get wild. It's going to be wild. Come here and get
wild.
It's
going to be wild.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. So, I mean, try reading the Constitution, CJ. Try reading the Constitution, Gary. It sounds like you're more a thoughtful conservative, but you have to read the state Constitution and the federal Constitution and read it in detail where it says that we the people select the electors, not the legislatures. The independent legislature theory is a load of crap. I mean, because they're limited by the Constitution. If you believe in that, you believe that the Constitution doesn't justify, doesn't control what our legislatures can do.
Mark, I'm not even clear that you'll convince them to read all of the Ten Commandments. 844. Nine, it's a lot of reading. You know, you get past one or two, it seems quite strenuous. Can't get beyond the coveting the neighbor's wife thing and the oxen and his beasts. And bearing false witness, you know, CJ, you should read that one.
844-967-2789. Trucker Dean, on the road, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
I heard you talking about Mike Pence there with a new T-shirt to raise some money. Well, I got a little slogan for him here, maybe like a bumper sticker or something. Something like, I'm hanging with Mike Pence.
Well, that's better than Cocaine Mitch. I can't believe Mitch McConnell embraced the Cocaine Mitch descriptor. They were selling T-shirts, man.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just got to own it. Thanks for the suggestion, Dean. Cameron, your name has been invoked. What do you have to say? You will get the last word. Make an executive
Young
decision.
Young Cameron.
We normally don't
how
do
you
this,
doing?
But
hey.
You got 60 seconds, my friend. What do you got for us?
60 seconds. Okay, CJ, no. Like, literally no to all of it. Yeah, I watched the hearings and stuff, and I don't know how, like, I can't wrap my head around how you believe any of the words coming out of the mouths of these people that are absolute caricatures of it. It's a circus. What, like, they look like comic book supervillains, but old. It's horrible. I don't get it. I don't get it how you follow any of this. That's all.
Well, okay, Cameron, so are you telling us that you are not going to take CJ's advice and listen to Congressman Tom Tiffany?
I don't think so. I come from another state, and I already couldn't handle listening and hearing the name Pawlenty over and over. I can't do it again. I can't listen to that.
What about Michelle Bachmann? In that you come from the wrong side of the river, apparently, Cameron. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. A first time joining us and a second time joining us. Breaking tradition. We're unconventional, Dom. We break all the rules around
here.
Yeah,
don't get used to it, Cameron. But thanks for listening. Spread the word, man.
Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Keep on listening. We got the Maggie Dawn Show next. And then Raised in the Wisco with our friend Joel Clayfish. Then Rick Smith. Nationwide, something like that. Stick around, keep it locked. Civic Media. Thank you, Luke. Thank you all for listening.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pinot pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, folks.